Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the Midday News. Huge public support for the former boxer Christophe Détanger has been pouring in the form of donations to help fund his legal costs. Détanger, who was twice national light heavyweight champion, was filmed punching a police officer in last Saturday's Gilets Jaunes demonstration in Paris. He handed himself in to authorities after his house was searched and has admitted to acting wrongly. So far, pledges in the region of €120,000 have been raised for the former boxer, who remains in police custody. In the meantime, the Prime Minister has called for far tougher new measures to deal with agitators who disrupt legitimate protests with violence and vandalism. He wants to introduce new public order measures, which may include a rioters list of those known to cause trouble who would be prevented from attending future protests. The contents of a threatening letter to the République En Marche MP for the Yvelines, Aurore Berger, have been published via Twitter. The author of the letter wrote, "You speak too much, you have been found guilty of your crimes," and then goes on to threaten to burn Berger with a hot iron and talks of decapitating her. Cardinal Philippe Barbarin was in court in Lyon yesterday on charges of covering up child abuse by another Catholic priest, Bernard Prenat. Barbarin and five others are accused of having covered up the abuse of Boy Scouts in the 1980s and 1990s. Nine people have brought the case against Barbarin, claiming that he and others high up in the clergy were aware of Prenat's actions. The defence is trying to use procedural loopholes to have the case dismissed. The courtroom heard Barbarin say that the Vatican asked him to avoid a public scandal and that his authority is Rome. To abolish or not to abolish? That is the question facing MPs in a debate over who should pay the taxe d'habitation. President Macron wants to abolish it completely for all householders by 2021, but some politicians want the top 20% of earners to continue paying it. The economy minister, Bruno Le Maire, has said that the president's proposal will be going ahead. The president of the National Public Debate Commission, Chantal Joanneau, has been defending the huge salary she is set to receive for organising the newly proposed public debates. The annual amount of €176,000 is not far off from the head of state's salary and is sure to raise eyebrows among those who are already struggling to make ends meet and who are demanding these debates to get their views heard. And finally, the Minister for Education, Jean-Michel Blanquer, is looking into studies and experimental tests to see if students would benefit starting their school day at 9 o'clock in the morning rather than 8 o'clock. This extra hour in bed could have a positive result on students' concentration and results. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.